Fans, very special day in baseball history today. It is September the 26th. Let's go back to 1961. It is Yankee Stadium, and Roger Maris ties Babe Ruth's 34-year-old single-season record with his 60th home run of the year. It's a high drive down the right field line off a curveball thrown by the Orioles right-hander Jack Fisher. And I love looking up this day in baseball history on the Internet to get some of the facts of these games. But, boy, I remember it so well. Roger Maris, home run number 60 today, and it is September 26, 1961. Gus Triandos, one of our favorites. He was the catcher for the Orioles that day. And, Raf, let's go to this day in baseball history as Gus Triandos remembers Roger Maris and home run number 60. Hey, fans, this is Marty Lurie with this day in baseball history. On September 26, 1961, the New York Yankees' Roger Maris hit his 60th home run of the season, tying the all-time mark set by the immortal Babe Ruth. Maris's shot landed in the right field seats in Yankee Stadium and came off Baltimore Orioles starter Jack Fisher. Catching for the Orioles that night was Gus Triandos, who remembers the exciting moment.
Well, that was a lot of emotion. I think they decided to televise the 59th and 60th game, which we played in Baltimore, and they had a lot of people out there. It was a lot of tension, and it was an exciting night.
Of course, Maris goes against Jack Fisher, a guy who you had caught. He was still a young man at that time. Fat Jack Fisher, they used to call him. Tell me about Jack Fisher.
He's a nice guy. He had a lot of good stuff. I think that he eventually had a little bit of arm trouble, but when he was throwing that game, or when he first came up, he had good stuff, real good stuff.
Maris, of course, is going for the 60th homer. He eventually gets it off of Jack Fisher. What was that like?
Well, I don't really get that thrilled about it. I'm sure Roger was thrilled about it, but it didn't mean that much to me. He's the one that did it, and what is it, 45 years later, whatever it is, it's a little more thrilling to me now than it was then.
In 1961, Roger Maris never was walked intentionally because Mickey Mantle was hitting behind him. I guess if you got one, you had to deal with the next one.
Well, you had to have some things going for you. Well, that's true. Who would walk Roger Maris to get at Mickey? You know, it's that might have had something to do with it. But I'll tell you, you know, Maris lost patches of hair, and he had all kinds of pressure on him. And for him to do it was really amazing because they drove him just with the same old questions day in and day out, and he got pretty well taxed out on it.
Gus, as a ball player, ballplayers always have a different relationship with other ball players. Tell me what Roger Maris was like amongst his fellow ball players.
Well, he's a very, very nice guy, and I don't know if the writers wrote him up badly or not, but he was a heck of a guy. A heck of a ball player, too. A lot of people didn't realize that he could feel, he could run, and he could throw. He was a heck of a right fielder.
Fans in Yankee Stadium were always knowledgeable, great fans. He hits his 60th, and obviously people get excited. He's in Baltimore now. And what was the reaction in Baltimore?
Well, people were out there to see that. They got very excited, but they were happy to see it. You know, you come out to see something and it does happen. They were very excited about it. They could always say, I was there for that game.
And so was Gus Triandos. Another great moment in your career. Yeah. Catching Jack Fisher, he gave up number 60. But, Gus, you were behind the plate. And thanks for your recollection.
Well, it was a good memory.
Maris, a two-time MVP, had a great season in 1961. Besides hitting 61 homers, Maris led the American League in runs scored with 132 and RBIs with 142. He was the Yankees' regular right fielder on five straight pennant winners from 1960 through 1964 before being traded to the St. Louis Cardinals, where he appeared in two more World Series. Roger Maris, a great player. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for another day in baseball history.